This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Joe Biden has threatened to reimpose sanctions on Myanmar following the coup by the military leaders. Mr. Biden called for a concerted international response to press them to relinquish power. The president condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government on Monday and its detention of elected leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi as a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. Matthew Lee is a diplomatic writer for Associated Press.
One of the main issues that the U.S. and the Biden administration have to contend with is how their reaction to what has happened will affect the government's, the military's relationship with China, because it is very clear over the course of the last 10, 15 years that the U.S. has been in a competition with China for influence and power in Southeast Asia.
The man installed by army leaders as Myanmar's new president after yesterday's military coup is best known abroad for his role in the crackdown on the 2007 pro-democracy protests. Myin Suay was the army-appointed vice president who was elevated after the military arrested civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Pakistan's Supreme Court has ordered a Pakistani-British man acquitted of the 2002 gruesome beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl off death row and moved to a so-called government safe house. Ahmad Saeed Omar Sheikh, who has been on death row for 18 years, will be under guard, will not be allowed to leave the safe house. His father says the decision on Tuesday is not complete freedom. It is a step